No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's
time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
And we're back in a big way. And, you know, whether you get roughed up on a Saturday or a Sunday, that'll happen. We're not above it.
Nope.
It's always good to kind of get a little bit of it back on Monday night.
You do. You got to get it back on Monday. Start the week right. Start building that parlay for the next week.
Yeah, it's like a head start.
It's really like
a head start into this weekend. So congratulations. You got a couple to go your way there on Monday night.
For sure.
And that was on one of the feature-length episodes that we featured on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, no doubt. It's really fun to get your week started off right on Thursday night, Andy, with NFL football, and then being able to end it correctly on Monday night. So the other days don't really matter. Saturday and Sunday, that's house money for me.
It's house money after Monday and Thursday. I like that. Well, let's get some more house money going our way then.
Yes, sir.
This Thursday night, really, you know, a lot of times we make fun of the NFL and their Thursday night matchups being like stinkers, you know. This turned out to be a good one. I don't think they might have counted on it for, you know, in the preseason when they're slating these games.
Yeah, for sure. Rookie quarterback.
Right. The Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins, 7-3 right now, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 7-2. No surprise there.
No surprise.
The Eagles fly high, all that stuff. But they are only a 3.5-point favorite right now. Yeah. This line opened up at 3.5, and it has stayed at 3.5. And I'm hearing a lot of chatter, a lot of trendy picks out there falling the way of the Commanders.
Yeah, for sure, Andy. I think a lot of people definitely like the spread, especially if you can get that 3.5-point hook with the Commanders. Mm-hmm. But Philly rolls into this, Andy. 5-game winning streak. They have scored at least 28 points in the last 4 straight games. The Eagles have been one of the best teams, like you said, alluding to, that nobody's surprised about that.
Right.
But Washington also has won 3 of their last 4 games, but did lose that heartbreaker last week in my parlay to Pittsburgh.
How dare you?
It was a good game and everything, but Pittsburgh's a very hard out. I believe you even told me that when you were listening to the parlay last week. But I think both these teams are very good, and I expect a lot of points to be scored. So I'm kind of siding with that over right now, but I like the Commanders to cover this right away. I like them to cover.
I like the Commanders too on the road. They've shown that they got a lot of fight on the road, even in that loss.
Yeah.
Young quarterback Jaden Daniels that you were talking about, he showed you something. He showed you that he's got that dog in him. He's got that grit. And I mean, I've even some of these pundits, you know, they kind of get out there, some bulletin board type stuff and headline stuff. They're talking about Daniels might be a better quarterback than Hurts. I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Not yet.
But Daniels is well on his way. Love his touchdown to interception ratio, 9-2.
Yep.
Already over 2,000 yards passing on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that loss to Pittsburgh last week, that showed me that they can hang in there with the division rival, and they've already won on the road this year. Yeah. Overall record of 7-3. We're at the point of the season. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah, for sure, Andy. And this is a very good team. I got a chance to watch them, you know, play the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best teams in the NFL, along with the Philadelphia Eagles, but in the AFC. And it was a really good game. This quarterback keeps them in games, and the rest of their team, their skill position players are, you know, on the above average side, and the defense
McLaren,
can get stops when it needs to. And that's going to lead me into my player prop of the game, Andy.
Let's hear it.
And it is scary. Terry McLaurin, over 62.5 yards receiving. They got him low this week, I believe he has at least 75 against this Philadelphia Eagles defense.
It's a good defense.
Yeah, it is.
The parts of it are really, really good. And this is basically for the lead in the NFC East.
Yeah.
But I like Scary Terry going over there as well. And they're going to ball out. There's going to be a game where everything's on there. But you mentioned it earlier. This total is at 48.5.
Yeah.
You like the over here?
I just think both offenses are going to push each other to score a bunch of points. And yes, I know that probably the public money is thinking that the Eagles are going to keep them in check a little bit. I do not think that's the case. I believe there's going to be a shootout, kind of like last Thursday night, Ravens versus Bengals, just airing it out, scoring back and forth. Who has the ball last, I believe, is going to win this game, Andy. So I wouldn't even go as crazy as sprinkle a little bit of money on that money line with the Commanders, which is at a +165, +175, wherever you can find it best at. But I just think sticking with that 3.5 is a really, really good a really good bet for the week to start off the week with those Commanders.
Yeah, I think that half point's going to disappear sooner than later, so jump on that 3.5. That is your, to me, it's the best bet on the Commanders.
And the other best bet on this, it's at a -150 right now. It's going to get worse odds as it gets closer to kick. Is Saquon Barkley to score a touchdown. Oh. He will score a touchdown. Yeah. -150 right now. If you want to get that in a parlay, do it sooner rather than later. The odds are going to get worse as it gets closer to the game time. This guy is their offense. Yeah. He is going to get in the end zone. Yeah. He is a horse this
Even
year.
If he has to hurdle somebody backwards.
Exactly.
He'll still do it.
He's going to do it.
What an insane highlight reel he is putting together.
He is the man.
All right, let's move on to Sunday.
Let's move on to a good game, Andy.
Oh, my God.
The best game.
Oh, boy. High noon kickoff on Fox. One of your most storied rivalries in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers are heading to Chicago to take on the 4-5 Bears. This line opened up as Green Bay being road favorites just under a touchdown.
Yeah.
Over a touchdown, 6.5. That got bet down in a hurry, down to 5. And now it's kind of evened out there. But so you have Green Bay as your 5-point favorite, and I'm hearing a lot of chatter saying, bet the Bears.
Right.
I just don't know. I'm a Bears fan, and I don't know about that.
Yeah, Andy, I'll try to kind of put it into perspective for you the way I'm looking at it. I am going to lean heavily on the Packers here. They shot themselves in the foot with 10 penalties in the Lions matchup, which is a superior team to the Chicago Bears. I don't care if you're home, away, neutral site, doesn't matter to me. It's the Lions and the Bears. If you're trying to compare them, that does not make sense to me. The Lions are a superior team, one of the best teams in the NFL, and then we're supposed to act like the Chicago Bears are going to be able to hold this to a touchdown with the Green Bay Packers. I don't see it. I think the offense is going to be a lot better sustaining drives against this Bears team. The Pack just went 3 of 12 on third down. I think it's going to be a lot better against the Chicago Bears. On the other side, the defense wasn't too bad, only giving up 261 yards, only 137 yards passing, Andy, which does not bode well for Mr. Rookie Caleb Williams.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. And I stumbled across a really wacky stat on Jared Goff.
Yeah.
He is 7-0 career when he throws 4 picks.
Yeah, that's insane, isn't it? Yeah,
that's the recipe right there.
That he can go and do that and still win a game.
Still win.
And Joe Burrow throws for like 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, and still loses. To the Ravens. It's absolutely insane, but it's just the matchups that are there.
When you're talking about what have you done for me lately, Green Bay guts one out, wins by 3 over Jacksonville, 30-27.
Yeah.
Loses kind of a tough back-and-forth game to Detroit, and granted, Detroit's one of the best teams in the league, right? The Chicago Bears that lost by 20 to Arizona.
Yes.
Then lost by 16 points, 19-3 to New England. even one of the worst teams
in the NFL.
And now you're going to have a team that's climbing, that's ascending, going against a team that's going the exact opposite way.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a rivalry game. I understand all those things. But Love is back. The quarterback is back.
Correct.
For the Pack. I think the line's moving in the wrong direction as well. Green Bay's going to win by a touchdown.
I really do think so, Andy. The Chicago offense could only muster up 142 yards last week and only 69 through the air.
Yeah.
I believe they got some bad juju going on there between, you know, Caleb Williams and the rest of the team. I know that management's trying to get in front of it and say, hey, it's okay. We still have full belief in him, but it does not look like that according to the team, the body language, the offensive line helping him up, all that other stuff.
No.
His body language on the sideline, I've seen it before. It just doesn't work like that. You got to keep your head in the game, and it doesn't seem like he's there.
No. All right, well, we talked about Detroit. We talked about the Packers.
Yeah.
The Bears. Let's talk about the final team in the NFC North. Is this the best division in the NFL?
It could be.
I think so.
It really could be.
Vikings, 7-2, heading on to Tennessee to take on the Titans, who are 2-7.
Yeah.
Minnesota is your 6-point road favorite.
Yeah, Andy, and I think you just kind of get... I know that Minnesota didn't look the best last week either, but you just got to look at the records on this one, and it can pretty much spell out what you want to do in this game. The Vikings are the pick coming to this matchup, 7-2 on the season, but they struggled to get by the Colts and the Jaguars in their last two games. The Vikings didn't score a touchdown last week in Jacksonville, and Darnold threw three interceptions. Tennessee has only two wins on the season, though, Andy, and they have allowed at least 27 points. This is a very good game for the Minnesota Vikings to get Darnold back into that winning mode, get Justin Jefferson in the end zone, get that gritty going. I just believe that the quarterback play here is going to be a lot better for the Vikings and a lot worse for the Tennessee Titans.
You know, it says something about the Vikings. They played a bad game and they still won.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, I get Tennessee's coming off a long road game going out to the Chargers. Chargers are starting to get right, losing that 27-17.
Yeah.
You know, and one of their very few wins was in overtime against the New England Patriots.
No doubt.
I'm not impressed with that. I'm not impressed with that at all.
No.
It's just that when this was at that 6.5, it made sense that it got bet down.
Yeah.
But now you lost that hook. Now I'm back with the Vikings.
Yeah, no, you're for sure have to be on the Vikings, Andy. The Titans have had very, very, very bad quarterback play between Will Levis and Mason Rudolph. I don't see that changing. The one thing current for the Minnesota Vikings is that defense is very, very good, and this Tennessee offense is not very, very good.
So what about this total then at 39.5? It's been bet down an entire point.
Yeah, the reason it's so low is because the Vikings are in a funk right now on offense, and the Tennessee Titans cannot score. I am going to sidestep this one, Andy. If I had to, I would lean with the over because the Vikings are going to put on a little bit of a get back on track offensively and kind of run up the score on these Titans.
Yeah, when you see Jefferson, he could score 21 points himself.
Yeah,
he can score three touchdowns,
but
he can do it.
Yeah.
He can do it, and Sam Darnold's got the arm to do it.
No doubt.
So, yeah, if you had a lean, it would be for the over, but right now, sidestep it, just get that 6. Don't let it get bet back up to 6.5.
For sure, no. Love the Vikings 6, one of the best bets of the weekend. Go Vikings, skull.
Oh, skull Vikings.
Yeah.
All right, you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. We've been enjoying the unfiltered German Hefeweizen known as the Eos. It's highlighted with notes of vanilla and nutmeg, giving it that delicious Hefeweizen flavor. Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
All he does is work out and pick winners.
10 and 2, 85% weekend.
You're a mutant!
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Glass, and joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
And we, you know, like we always do, start the show with some NFL.
Yes, sir.
Got Thursday night action in there.
Yeah.
And we're going to come right back with some NCAA, little CFB.
Get you ready for Saturday.
That's right. And we're gonna go to a traditional, non-traditional, I don't know. It's the Big 12, I believe.
The
Big 12. The Utah Utes are heading on over to Boulder to take on the Colorado Buffaloes, who have kind of had a turnaround to their season. The Buffaloes are 5-1 in conference, 7-2 overall, and they are your 11.5-point favorite. This line is getting bet up. A lot of public money getting put in on the Colorado Buffaloes. And it's not just a name brand thing anymore. No, they're playing good football. It warrants it.
Yeah, it really does, Andy. I really would have liked to get this line under the 10, you know, kind of where it started, right at 10, 9.5, that spot. But I'm not scared of this at all going over 10. I really just look at this and say, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, do you have to say anything else?
Yeah.
I know the Utes will not, the one thing I will say, the Utes will not make it easy for the dynamic duo through the air, ranking 18th in passing yards allowed, only 175 per game. And but however, Sanders and Hunter are going to have plenty of chances to put up points on the board with the Utes trotting out that 114th in net points offense.
Yeah.
112th in success rate. Very, very bad offense coming from this Utah team. It was kind of supposed to be one of the, you know, surprising teams in the Big 12 this year, kind of showing their true colors.
Yeah, it was a trendy pick early on, and they started the season 4-0.
Yeah.
Oh, but they lost their last five.
Yeah.
Total record now of 4-5, only 1-5 in the conference, and they just don't score points.
Yeah.
They don't score points. Their best output those last five games was 21 against BYU.
Yeah. And the big story for them is their quarterback, Cam Rising. He's got hurt a couple times during the seasons already. Their tight end has got hurt twice during the season. Their best receiver, Money Parks, is hurt as well. And then they just did the Nebraska route and switched offensive coordinator. So they are really reeling
right
now.
Their tail spinning out of control.
Their tail spinning out of control. The Buffs are trending up. I love the Buffs by at least two touchdowns. I would say about 30-13 Colorado Buffaloes.
That does sound good. It's in Colorado. It's at Boulder. And, other than a little slip-up against Kansas State, which Kansas State's a good team.
Good team.
Buffaloes have been looking good. And they still put up 28 points against the Wildcats. So that does make sense.
Yeah. The only thing I would tread lightly on is that over, if people are thinking it's going to be an explosive game.
45 and
I do not think so. I would risk back caution with this and maybe even be on that under, because that Utes defense is pretty good, Andy, and I don't believe that Colorado's going to, you know, torch them. But Utah's not going to be able to score, so I would go with the under in this matchup.
You're right in line with a lot of the money being put in on this game. This line opened up at 48.5, a lot of bucks, and it's already down to 45.5. So how low would you go there?
Yeah, I mean, probably 45.
Okay.
44.5 would probably be my cutoff line, Andy.
Okay.
I really don't think that this is going to be.
Utah's got a good defense.
They do.
And their offense is terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. So, no, I'm probably going to sidestep the bet altogether. I would just trying to caution people on that overplay, because I don't believe it's probably going
to
hit.
All right, well, let's get to a more prime time of a matchup here.
Yeah.
On Fox, 3 o'clock kickoff, the Nebraska Cornhuskers are heading to the Rose Bowl once again just to play the USC Trojans. Now, this line opened up at 9.5. It's been bet down to 9. So Nebraska's getting a little bit of that public money on their side. And it's, you know, we all know about the Huskers losing the last three games, starting with that blowout to Indiana. But things haven't been going well for the Trojans either. I'm a little surprised that this line is this wide.
Yeah.
Washington just took care of business beating the Trojans before their bye week as well.
Yeah, no doubt, Andy. I just believe that the betting market kind of has, you know, just turned their back altogether on Nebraska just because they were so high on them, you know, in the first part
after
of the
Colorado.
Year, especially after that Colorado win. But the big headline in this, Andy, is that the Trojans are expected to start their backup quarter, Jaden Jaden Mavea and Lincoln Riley benching Miller Moss in favor for the former UNLV star. This guy brings big play potential, Andy, having over 3,000 yards and 17 touchdowns last season with the Rebels. It just seems like they think this guy is proven for a big game against that Cornhuskers defense.
Yeah, Moss just threw too many interceptions for Riley's liking, and he still had fantastic numbers
overall.
He
really did.
They just want better ball security, and they feel if you could limit some of those turnovers, they would probably have a couple more wins. Yeah, that makes sense. What's the story with Nebraska's offense, though? I think that might be a little more intriguing than going with the quarterback.
Yeah, I really don't know. Nobody really knows what the status is for Dylan Raiola, Andy, you know, who has passed for 1,900 yards and 10 touchdowns, but also has those 8 interceptions on a 65% completion rate. But I would like to be more balanced, Andy, and I don't know if that means, putting, Harburg out there. I don't think it does, but we need better play out of our offensive line, I think, is the end-all be-all to everything. But I think we're going to trot Ryle out there and see what happens, but I just don't have a very good feeling about this game.
Yeah, but it's been bet down to 9.
Yeah.
I know a couple of folks that I've been talking with, they think, Nebraska should be able to hang in there.
Yeah.
Maybe only lose by 8 or 7.
No, I think we're going to lose by 3. I think we're going to lose by 3, Andy.
Got the Nebraska cover.
But it's challenging to back USC at this point, obviously, Andy. Yeah. They're not playing great football. They're putting in a backup quarterback. Even if he does have big play potential, Andy, this is still the first time that he's trotting out with this first team. I mean, especially as a favorite of more than touchdown, Andy, it's very hard for me to back USC in here. Nebraska's resilience may prove them worthy to cover. But if it comes down to 24-21 at the end of the game, we have the ball, I still think we're going to lose.
Yeah, well, Dana Holgorsen might make you the new offensive coordinator as of Monday, I guess. Kind of a curveball rolled out there, thrown out there by head coach Matt Rhule of the Cornhuskers.
Had to do something.
I fully agree with that, too. And, man, a lot of the pundits and radio guys and this and that were saying, fire Satterfield, fire. Well, okay, you got your wish.
Yeah.
Now you're going to backwalk it?
Yeah.
No, it's over. I honestly kind of like that 270, plus 270 money line for Nebraska.
Okay.
I mean, I why not?
Why not? Not?
If Minnesota can beat up on the Trojans, if Rutgers, they did take care of business with Rutgers, but Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
They lost to Maryland by a point. And I know they hung in there with Penn State, but we hung in there with Ohio State as Nebraska. So
it looks like these two teams are really, really about in the same situation, Andy. Yeah. Regardless of how 2024 plays out for both these teams, the seat for Lincoln Riley, the seat for Matt Rhule is getting warmer by the week. I believe you're going to see a lot of – that's why you're seeing the offensive change for the Cornhuskers, and that's why you're seeing the quarterback change for USC. Both of these teams are trying to get right, and coming into this week, I think they're going to both be trying to score some points. So
that total hasn't moved. Bettors are staying away from that. It's at 50.5.
Yeah.
I just, at first glance, I'm thinking under.
At first glance, you have to think under, but with that being said, with these two...
New quarterback, new offensive coordinator on the other side.
Yeah. You've got to think that it's not going to be a lot of points, but on the other side, two defenses that have really struggled in the past few games, I just don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to sidestep it as well, but if I had to tell people what to do, I would go with the over.
You like the over? I think I would. I'll stay away from this total as well. But I think I think I might lean towards the under here.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the 56-point debacle to Indiana, Nebraska's defense has been able to hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
They've been able to hang in there.
Yeah,
come on.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to an SEC powerhouse type of a matchup on ABC. 6:30 kickoff. The number 7th ranked Tennessee Volunteers are 8-1. Head down to Georgia, play between the hedges. Number 12, Georgia Bulldogs, 7-2. A couple of slip-ups. They lost to Alabama.
Yep.
Lost to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
You know who beat Alabama earlier this, about a month ago?
The 10-IC?
The 10-IC Volunteers.
Yep.
Aside from one slip-up against Arkansas, at Arkansas.
Yeah, yep.
Tennessee has only dropped one game.
Yeah, this is a really good matchup, Andy. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, this is why it's primetime at night. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much a chance to get to the college football playoff for Tennessee. If they can beat Georgia, this is pretty much a freestanding ticket, Willy Wonka, yeah, golden ticket to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
The one thing I am on here, Andy, is the under. I love the under in this game. Ah. I think both of these offenses really need some work. But both are dying for a win here and will likely have to rely on the defenses to get them there.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just feels like a hard-nosed black and blue SEC, yep, back and forth running the ball. I'm going to roll with the under here. I really like that play.
Get it in early because it is dropping. It is opened up at 53.5 and has already been bet all the way down to 48.5. So I think a lot of folks are thinking that both teams are willing to just do the run game, the power rushing game, yep, and see who's standing at the end here. Georgia is getting bet on heavily.
Yes.
They are climbing. They are now a 10-point favorite in most books. This line opened up at 8.5.
This is insane, Andy. This is absolutely insane.
I understand the storyline. Georgia has to win.
I do too, Andy. But it just doesn't make any sense. Georgia is going to go into this game wanting to win this game by 1 point. That is their outlook. I do not believe that they think they're going to just dominate Tennessee. This is way too big.
Yeah.
10 points against a top 10 defense or a top 10 team, yeah, in your conference.
Yeah.
This is way too big. I mean, I know some people are just going to say, Jared, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. Georgia's going to roll them by 4 touchdowns. These guys have lost 2 games in the SEC already this year,
yeah,
to Alabama.
Yeah.
Who beat Tennessee? This should be a lot closer. This should be a 3.5-point spread towards the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Give me that 10 points. That is free money looking at the book for me.
Yeah, you know, the talk to me is Carson Beck, the quarterback.
Yeah.
12 interceptions on the season.
For sure.
This guy's a turnover machine, which also plays to the fact that Georgia's going to want to keep the ball on the ground.
No doubt.
You're going to want to shorten the game, limit those turnover opportunities. But then I got the thing, and you know, every time I'm looking at Tennessee, they let me down. They are 3-7 against the spread this,
yep,
season, and I had a feeling that was the case. Georgia, on the other hand, is 7-3,
yeah,
against the spread. Something has to give, but I'm with you. I'm with you, Jabron.
Yeah.
I think that line is way too wide. I get that Georgia has to win. Well, guess what? I want to win, too.
Yeah, Tennessee has to win, too.
Yeah.
They really do if they want a college football playoff.
Solidify it.
Yep. The thing about, Andy, when you're looking at against the spread numbers like that,
mm-hmm,
Tennessee has been favored in pretty much every game that
by
they played this
by
a lot of points.
Yeah.
This flips that on its head.
Yeah.
First of all, Georgia is used to games like this that they're, you know, favored by over a touchdown.
Right.
Tennessee is never not favored. So this kind of flips that on its head, but I think there's way too many points. Give me Tennessee plus 10. Give me that under. I can't wait to watch this game.
Hey, we agree on that.
Let's
we
go.
We agree across the board. How about that? All right. Well,
happens every once in a while.
Let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
Juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his major league debut. Into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And, you know, we like to spread the wealth.
Yeah.
We like to get perspectives from here, there, everywhere.
Yeah.
And we had a pretty good little thing going last week with the bottom five.
Yeah, love J.O., Jeremy Odom. Just a really fun thing to talk about the bottom five teams in the NFL from his perspective. You know, not really according to record and stuff, but who is trending, who is not trending. Yeah. It's a lot of fun to get perspective on that, and it's very funny as well.
Right. It's kind of like how they do the power rankings, but just – backwards or upside down?
Backwards.
And upside down something?
And this guy likes his sports betting too, Andy. It's not just about that. He puts it on the line and puts his picks out there too, and we love that.
So we're going to get him back to give us a condensed variation of his bottom five. If you haven't heard of it, if you haven't gone over to it, it's a podcast that's climbing the records right now, or rankings.
Rankings.
The rankings. But the full version of Jeremy Odom's bottom five is anywhere fine podcasts are found, like this one. So get on over there and check it out. But for right now, Jeremy, take it away.
Thanks, guys. My name is Jeremy Odom. I'm the host of the Bottom Five podcast. You can find us anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcast. If you listened to last week's WTL podcast, and I know you did, I know that you're a dedicated listener of the show, and you said, you know what? I'm going to tail this guy's bottom five best bets. And if you did, you know that you came out all right. I went 2-2 on my best bets, including the Saints' money line win against the Atlanta Falcons at plus money at 155. I told you this last week. If you tailed it, you came out just all right. What do you think about that, Johnny? Johnny Palermo, producer of the bottom five. He likes to hype me up from time to time. We've got the bottom five lists heading into week 11. What does that mean? These are the worst five teams in the NFL as we head into week number 11. It's not as simple as sorting the loss column and seeing who's got the most losses. There's a lot of factors. The Dallas Cowboys, for instance, they are the worst team in the NFL this week. You know, and why wouldn't they be? They just lost their starting franchise quarterback, Dak Prescott, for the entire season. He's gone for the entire season. They just had their first game without the fella, and they lost dramatically. When I say dramatically, I mean bad beatdown. 34-6 at home against the Eagles. And who knew that the Eagles weren't going to be their biggest problem? No, their biggest, and it wasn't that they didn't have their quarterback. The biggest problem in this game is they couldn't play in the sun. At home, the sun is a problem. I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is what Jerry Jones had to say about them playing and how the sun impacts play at AT&T Stadium. Well, let's tear the freaking stadium down and build another one. Are you kidding me? He says, someone asked me about the sun. What about the sun? Where's the moon? Jerry, let's have a talk, buddy. You got a problem. You got to put some curtains up or something for them noon kickoffs because it's just not working for the boys. The boys are not back. They are the worst team in the NFL. They are at home again against the Houston Texans. Here's the thing they've got going for them, and here's why my best bet for the week with the number one team, or the worst team in the NFL, is I like the Dallas Cowboys plus 7.5 against Houston because they're at home playing in prime time. So there won't be any sun impact in this game. I like the Dallas Cowboys 7.5 on Monday night. Number two, the second worst team in the NFL heading into week number 11. It is Andy's Chicago Bears. How bad does it get when your head coach now has to come out here right before week 11 and say that, you know what, we've got full confidence in our starting quarterback, the rookie Caleb Williams. That's not good for that fellow's future. It's not good for the Chicago Bears season. It's not good for the coaching staff that they are in this spot where they're having to defend putting the drafted number one franchise quarterback, his confidence level, building him up. The offensive line's not picking him up off the ground. He's on the ground. You know what? This team was built to be able be pretty good. I mean, the defense going into the season was pretty good. And the offense, the pieces that were added, I like the Chicago Bears a lot. They're absolute trash, but I do like them at home this week, trying to bounce back from that bad home loss. I like them plus 6.5 against their rival, the Green Bay Packers, and that's why I like it. I think they'll get up for that one, and they won't want to be embarrassed. It's hard to get up when you're playing the Patriots, right? Like last week. I like the Bears plus 6.5. Number three, the third worst team in the NFL is the New York Jets. This is what Trey Wingo had to say Sunday night about the Jets. He said the Jets are done. The season is over, and now they're facing the harsh reality of what happens going forward. Close to 30 players on expiring contracts, a soon-to-be 41-year-old quarterback who looks it, a coaching staff that will probably be gone. This is what rock bottom looks like. You're not wrong, Trey. You're not wrong. This Jets team is a complete disaster, and it appears they are set to be a disaster for years to come based on the contract decisions that were made, built around QB1. So the New York Jets, they are playing the Colts, who have had their own struggles themselves. I like the Jets to at least keep it close, have a chance to win, and then let's just see if Aaron Rodgers has a little bit of magic left in him. They're at home. I like the Jets minus 3.5. Number four, the fourth worst team heading into week 11. This is a team coming off bye, okay? This is the Las Vegas Raiders coming off bye, flying across the country and playing the Miami Dolphins. I like Miami covering 7 points on the hapless Raiders. I don't know. They went into the bye with the motivation of waiting for the offseason. Like, you can just see it on the player's face, the body language. It didn't look like a group that was wanting to play with each other. And now they got to fly across the country after getting time at home. And the Dolphins are at a point where they got to pick it up. I like the Dolphins minus 7 as my best bet for this week. And number five, this one means a lot to me. The fifth worst team in the NFL, week 11, the Cincinnati Bengals. Here's a team that is 4-6. Here's a team that everybody thought was going to be one of the powerhouses in the AFC all season in a must-win game now. They're 4-6, and they've been throwing daggers out there. You got Joe Burrow putting up nearly 500 yards passing on a Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, 4 touchdowns, 428 yards, and they still lost 35-34. This is a team that is just scraping for something, and they're in a must-win game on Sunday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers defense is too good. They're top three in the entire NFL. The Bengals, when they can't find Chase wide open, which they won't, they'll put Derwin James on him, and don't worry, he'll be locked down. I like this game hitting the under. The Chargers aren't going to score a whole bunch of points. They never really do. I like this game as the under at 46.5 on Sunday Night Football. I think I did it, fellas. I think I've just gave you 5 best bets. Don't forget, I went 2-2 last week, including that money line bet on the Saints, so that's not that bad. Let's run one more time. Cincinnati Bengals and Chargers under 46.5. Miami minus 7 against the Raiders. The Jets minus 3.5 against the Colts. The Bears plus 6.5 versus the Packers. And the Dallas Cowboys not in the sun. This is on primetime on Monday Night Football. Plus 7.5 at home against the Houston Texans. It's the bottom five. Find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Hey, thanks, guys.
Ah, you betcha there, the J.O. What do you think? It's tough to hear that about my Chicago Bears, but I that's what I was saying in the preseason.
Yeah, no, that is kind of what you're saying in the preseason. No, I love a couple of his bets, but I have to say, Andy, in my parlay to end out, you know, our segments on the next segment, I am going against him in a couple of these plays. So you're going to have to wait to hear that parlay at the end of the thing. But no, I really like his, I really like how he puts it into perspective that these are the worst teams in the league. And then he can still ride the money with those points because these teams are getting huge points, like the Dallas Cowboys getting over a touchdown right now at home in primetime. I mean, it's probably a primetime spot. So, love it from J.O. Love that.
And, he's a Chargers fan, right?
He is.
So I think he's onto something with that under. when you think of the Bengals and you think traditionally think of the Chargers, thinking, oh, there's a lot of touchdowns to be had there. But the J.O., I think he's onto something there.
I think he's tugging a little bit on the heartstrings there. I don't know. The Bengals looked pretty dang good last week.
They did. Well, thank you, J.O. And, we got to take a minute to recognize one of our sponsors, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
WTL.
Capitalism is the only way, Leslie. It moves our country forward. It's what makes America great. In England, okay, and France, terrible.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And we are going to finish things up right with the NFL, because we got Sunday night, we got Monday night, and we also got a huge, huge throwdown here in the AFC. The Kansas City Chiefs, 9-0. They can't lose. It doesn't matter. They'll block a field goal, whatever it takes, right? Taking on the Buffalo Bills, who are 4-0 at home, 8-2 overall. And they are your 2-point favorite over the Chiefs.
Yeah, this line is where it should be, Andy, obviously. But like you said, the Chiefs escaping with yet another Harry Houdini act, over a tricky Broncos team.
Yeah.
A Broncos team that really has been able to stick with people.
Yeah.
And it comes down to the end. If, they can get a score, then not. And that's exactly what happens.
Right.
Missing that field goal is absolutely insane. But the Chiefs, all the funny stuff aside, they did hold the Denver Broncos to just 260 total yards, only 78 rushing, and 16 first downs.
Yeah.
On offense, KC notched over 300 yards, 243 passing, and 19 first downs. So they did outplay the Broncos. It just came down to the end where they got a field goal chance to beat them and didn't go their way.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be a really fun matchup. The Bills on the other side, the defense did most of the work for them over that win with the Colts, notching four takeaways, three picks, 4 of 11 on third down conversions. But the offense was pretty lackluster with
still
a couple
scored 30.
Exactly. They had a couple turnovers, not to mention the eight penalties, but they got the job done. They got the job done, and I really think playing against home against these unbeaten Chiefs, the juice are going to be flowing for the Buffalo Bills. Not that the juice won't be flowing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I just like the Bills under a field goal here to cover and win this game.
Yeah, they should be able to cover that, right?
Yeah.
And their last four games, they've scored 30 or more points.
Yeah.
And this is one of those type of games where the Chiefs, okay, we're in a dogfight. Fine, you want it more. We'll see you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in the playoffs. Right? This is a traditional,
traditional Chiefs thing.
Right.
Let Josh Allen beat us in the regular season as much as he wants to.
And he's having another fantastic year.
He's the man.
he's
really
having a great
year.
I think Cook is going to be the difference here. Can he get enough going on the ground to help out that offense and keep the Kansas City offense off the field? I know they're not what they used to be, a Tyreek Hill and all those things. You got an aging Kelsey, but man, it does feel like when the Chiefs need to turn it on, they can do that.
In the emergence of D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins coming over, it seems like that's a freaking slam dunk for them. It seems that, like you said, if they're down in a game, they're going to be able to score. If they don't need to score, they don't really care to, Andy. It's just the way that the Chiefs are. They're going to get better as the season goes on, and that's hard to say. They're freaking 9-0.
Right.
It's absolutely insane to say that they haven't played their best football yet, and they really haven't.
Yeah.
You can tell that. But
Pacheco should be coming back here in a couple games.
Pacheco should be coming back, Andy.
Yeah.
Just one little tidbit is that over, Andy. And
It's
getting bet down, and I do not believe
45 and a half.
I do not believe that's the way it should be going. I will take the over on that with these two teams.
Yeah.
This seems to me, Andy, just like one of these rivalries that it's points, 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 points.
Right.
And
it's
I know that I was just tooting the horn on the Bills defense and the Chiefs defense, but I think all bets are out when these two teams play against each other. Mahomes is trying to upstage Josh Allen. Josh Allen is trying to upstage Mahomes. A lot of points going to be scored here. I love over 45.5 all the way up to 48.
Hey, I like that you're going against the public money. I think people are just kind of looking at Kansas City's offense last few weeks, and it's not been bad.
It's not been bad. And the Bills score when they need to score.
Right. And the Bills, that they're basically on fire. You're saying their offense was kind of off, and maybe it was a little bit. They got help from their defense, but they still put up 30 points in the NFL. No doubt. And they've been averaging over 30. So if they just hold serve and just keep up their average, right? And Kansas City, you don't think Kansas City's going to chip in two touchdowns for you?
If you don't think Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in this game, they will be. Right. They're going to be able to score enough there. It's going to be right there. But I believe the Bills win by a field goal, and I believe there's a lot of points scored in this game.
And not a whole lot of money is coming on the Bills, more than not, but still, it's only moved to half a point, has this point spread from 2.5 down to 2.
Yep.
It might get I don't see it moving much more now
because
you're going to have too much Kansas City money coming in on it throughout.
For sure. Nope. Love where it's at.
All righty. Well, let's move on to Sunday night.
Sunday night.
On NBC, or if you want to pay for it, go ahead and get the subscription on Peacock.
Yeah.
7:20 kickoff. This is going to be a good one.
The Cincinnati
Bengals are heading on out to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. Bengals are, maybe they found something here. Maybe they got it right. Mm-hmm. It's just, I am frustrated for Joe Burrow when he throws for over 500 yards, 5 touchdowns, and loses. It blows my mind. You can put up that kind of offense. And too many times this season, Cincinnati has come out on the wrong end. Los Angeles Chargers, on the other hand, people are saying, Harbaugh is this, Harbaugh is that, but you can't deny the man. He wins football
games. They're bowl eligible already, Andy.
They're bowl eligible.
Yeah.
They are 6-3. And let's have a look, see right here. This line has been on the move.
Yeah.
Your Chargers are only a 1.5 favorite as of right now.
Yeah, Andy. I believe if you're on the Bengals here, you got to go with the money line at plus 120, 125, wherever it is. I just think it's more bang for your buck because if you're betting on the Chargers to cover 1.5, you're saying the Chargers are going to win the game. The Bengals are going to win the game. I think the Cincinnati Bengals have found something, and it really is do or die time. You cannot be at 4 wins at this point in the season and think that you're going to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know it's extended season and all that kind of stuff, but you have to get to 500 in a hurry here and then get on a winning streak. You really do. And
you're not going to get any help from your division down the stretch. Baltimore and Pittsburgh are both at 7 wins right now.
No, they are going to have to get one of those wild card, and you're going to have to be over 500 to do that. So.
Yeah, and the Chargers, I like what the Chargers have been able to do here. You know, I was giving them all their flowers. They've won 3 games in a row, albeit it was Cleveland and Tennessee last week. But still, it's the NFL, and you got to beat who's in front of you. And any given Sunday, that was a movie, anybody can step up and win. We've seen that this season as well.
No doubt about that, Andy. Yeah, the freaking Panthers have 3 wins, Andy. It's crazy.
So there you go.
But no, the LA Chargers are playing the more consistent football right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're at home and they have the best scoring defense in the NFL. On the other side, Andy, the Bengals continue to have their issues finishing the games where Joe Burrow, like you says, drives him down, gets to Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase has 300 yards receiving, but their defense keeps letting them down in huge spots. You got to think at some point the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be able to outscore somebody.
Right.
But that defense has been letting them down so much that it's hard to bet on the Bengals, but I have them here. I think it's going to be a little bit too much for this Chargers team.
Yeah, it's tough when you look at some of the playmakers. So you got Ja'Marr Chase versus Ladd McConkey's the leading receiver now for the Chargers. You know, Herbert, though, he's a magician. I mean, he's 11 touchdowns to 1 pick. He takes care of the ball. So he's
a perfect
fit for Harbaugh.
He
it's
really
so ridiculous
is.
There. And I know that had a lot to do with him choosing the Chargers, out of that. And, not only is that defense very, very questionable, half of that starting lineup for the defense has listed as questionable. You have 2 linebackers, a defensive tackle, a defensive end. So, I mean, when you got you're running that 3-4 and you have 3 of those guys on the injury report, it just doesn't bode well for you. So you like the over then?
Yeah, I probably
47.5.
I probably do like the over, Andy, okay. Just because I think the Bengals are going to score. As much as I like Jeremy's, J.O. on our last segment saying that they're going to be able to match up Derwin James on Ja'Marr Chase, which is a very good matchup, and everybody should be watching. That's a blockbuster. Two of the best going at it.
Yeah.
I do believe they're going to be able to get Ja'Marr Chase the ball, and they're going to score. And the L.A. Chargers are going to have to rise to the occasion and score some points as well. So I believe that this goes over. And I'm on the Bengals.
And the Bengals are 6-3-1 against the spread so far this season. And your Chargers are on the other side of that. They are 3-6-1. So.
And also, the Bengals, they have also seen three of their four wins come on the road this season.
Yep.
And they've had extra time to prepare with that game on Thursday. I just believe it's all looking right for the Bengals to get this win.
All right, real quick, let's take a look at Monday night.
Yeah,
we have the Dallas Cowboys are hosting.
Battle for Texas.
Yeah, the Battle of Texas, the Houston Texans. Lost a heartbreaker last week, and they are your 7.5 point favorite over the boys in Jerry World. What's going on?
Well, the sunlight won't be a factor in this one, Andy. CD will be able to see the ball. Oh, my God. Put some curtains up. I love it, Andy. I love it. I love the Dallas Cowboys are a complete mess right now. Lost four straight, have yet to win at home. Cooper Rush is the quarterback. Everything is just checking my boxes. As bad as the Carolina Panthers are, we weren't picked to be in the Super Bowl this year, and the Dallas Cowboys were picked to be one of the best teams in the NFL. I believe the Houston Texans throttle these guys in prime time.
Give me
the Houston Texans over 7.5. They beat these guys by 2 touchdowns. Dallas Cowboys are done. They're crying.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, in Houston, they have to kind of keep their foot on the gas here.
Yes, they do.
To keep Indianapolis at bay if they want to win that AFC South, and this does feel like a spot where Dallas has kind of shifted in, unfortunately, for the boys. All right, Mr. Parlay Pounder.
Yeah.
You got to have that parlay.
I do have a parlay, and I believe it's going to hit, Andy, and I'm going against J.O. in a couple of these, but I believe this is a very, very sound parlay. I got the Green Bay Packers at -5 at the Chicago Bears. I believe they beat them by at least a touchdown, Andy. It's the Bears.
Bear down.
Next piece we talked about in the first segment is the Minnesota Vikings. Only by 6 over the Tennessee Titans. And then I'm going with J.O. on this last pick for the New York Jets to cover 4 points at home against the Indianapolis Colts. So that is the Packers -5, the Minnesota Vikings -6, and the New York Jets -4. Put those three together for $25 to win $150.
You got a couple of road teams there.
I got the roadies in the NFC North. Let's go, NFC North.
You heard it there, folks, from the Parlay Pounder himself.
Yes.
Well, that will about do it for us this week, so be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're also on X. Elon, he's been in the news lately.
Yeah, he's going to save the country.
Already did. And if they do, make things a little bit more efficient, I don't think we can, I think that's a welcome change.
I think it is as well.
Go Elon, go X.
Go Elon, go Trump, go
find us on X. We're on the platform.
Go Parlay.
Hey, and if you haven't already... Go Parlay Pounder. Find us on YouTube. Be sure to give us a like or subscribe, anything on that. And you are still holding down the old TikTok, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. Follow us at WTL Sports Betting on TikTok to see parlays, picks all throughout the week, especially on primetime games.
And look up our boy, the J.O., with his Bottom 5 podcast. Also, Laugh With Me.
That's hilarious.
That's,
yes, it is.
I told you before, that's my dog walking podcast. When I take Kylo out for a walk, that's what I put
on. There you go. Go, J.O.
All right, just kind of gets around it. For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.